Yes, so as Pete says, we've actually got our church family meeting, which is a monthly time we get together to pray, discuss the life of the church in just a couple of weeks' time, Tuesday in a week's time, the 4th of February. And at that church family, we've got two church members' votes. We don't have church members' votes that regularly, though it feels like we've had a fair few the last 12 months. So the first of those is to reappoint Dan James as assistant pastor at Avenue. Dan's current time with us ends in the summer. But obviously, we love having Dan here. We love having him serve us. But also, kind of most importantly, we're really excited about Dan leading that church plant on Ayres Monsell. So we want to sort of reappoint him kind of early in the year, really, so we know that we can really be making plans with him leading that team come September time and beyond. So that's the first member's vote. The second one is why Matt is up here with me. And Pete's already mentioned it, which is that our elders are proposing that we appoint Matt Wallace as an elder at Avenue. And there's a good few reasons for that. And two ones. One very practical is that we're losing Paul Webster at the end of April. And Paul, after years of sterling service, is stepping down at the end of April when he reaches some magical age. I think it's 40. So he's stepping down. And so we've been thinking, well, how do we sort of, just strengthen the eldership at this time? But also, we've been chatting with Matt, praying about Matt. And we really feel Matt's got the character and the gifting that would really help us as a church, as an elder. So with that amazing intro, you're not blushing, that's good. many of us know Matt really well. Matt and Lisa have been part of the church for years, but maybe for those of you who don't, or those who maybe don't know all the story, we thought we'd ask a few questions today. So Matt, very maybe obvious first question, how did you become a Christian?
So I grew up in a Christian home, kind of always kind of thought of myself as a Christian, but probably wasn't until kind of my early to mid-20s that became real for me, and I made a kind of personal commitment to follow Christ. Up to that point, it'd kind of been more of a habit. I kind of just went to church because that's what I did, and why change a habit? I don't like change. It was kind of a combination of things. I went on a few short-term mission trips to various countries in Africa and just saw the people there and what they didn't have materially, but what they did have in terms of their faith and their joy just through knowing Jesus. And also at that time, we had a kind of centenary celebration for the church that I grew up in. And I kind of just thought, well, there must be something more to this than just people turning up because that's what they did every Sunday. There must be something kind of deeper. So through those things, it just kind of made me realize that, I need to make a decision for myself to follow Christ. And and that's what I did.
So that was your early 20s. I'm going to guess you're not in your early 20s anymore.
No.
So can you think, just reflecting on the years since then, things that you have learnt about God, things you think God has taught you as you've sought to follow Jesus?
I guess a couple of things particularly. I guess first one, kind of when the chips are down, God's all you can rely on. So whether there was a couple of occasions when I was living in Nigeria and kind of one morning woke up to the sound of automatic gunfire around the city. I didn't know where to turn apart from to God. And then when Lisa and I, when we had Emmanuel born extremely prematurely and so only lived for 2 hours, just at kind of times like that, where can you turn but to God? God is working. God is at work, whether that's in the big things, big life experiences or situations, but also in the small things. Just a conversation with a friend, a chance encounter with a stranger, or just God kind of prompting you to take notice of something that's been staring you in the face for years. I find that it's exciting that God is working, and the challenge is, I guess, trying to see how that's happening and having our eyes open to that.
Thank you. And so if someone asked you, maybe you say, I don't know if you have said at work, I'm standing to be an elder. It's a weird word. What is an elder? How would you describe to someone, either a Christian or not a Christian, what's an elder in the New Testament?
So I'd say it's a man who's together with a group of other elders, is kind of given and accepts the responsibility to try and lead the church, to try and help the church to grow and and develop in the areas it needs to. Hopefully they'll be able to kind of look to what is the way that God is leading them. So an elder needs to be kind of submitting to God, but having that kind of, I guess, authority in some ways to lead the church as a whole. And that might look in different ways, but yeah.
Okay, so I guess, why did you accept our invitation to stand as an elder? You know, so why do you want to serve as an elder at Avenue?
I just love Avenue Church. I mean, when I came to move to Leicester, I didn't really have much choice of what church to go to. Lisa was working for Avenue already, so I was kind of stuck with it. But
thank you.
It has been amazing. I've been so blessed by the fellowship here. I guess in some ways just want to try and give something back. I guess I've got a passion to try to see how we can grow as a church, to engage with God in different ways, how we can kind of as a church impact, and what we do as a church impacts our lives and the lives of other people. And just to try and do that. I don't know everything, so I'm sure I'm going to be learning a lot and growing closer to God through that, hopefully, as well.
Well, thank you, Matt. Yeah, we're really excited about Matt joining us as a team. So I guess next steps from here, as Pete mentioned, we've got our church lunch in a bit. Kind of right about the time when we've had our main course and begin to get puddings, Matt and I will give a shout we're doing this, but we'll head into one of these rooms, maybe the purple door classroom, and just you bring tea and coffee, bring pudding if you want to as well. And it's an opportunity, if you've got questions for Matt or for me on behalf of the elders about Matt standing for that, it's a really good opportunity to do that. We always want to give people opportunities to talk about that. So we'll be doing that in probably the purple door classroom midway through church lunch if you're staying for that. If you're not and you've got questions, please do talk to me or one of the other elders before that February family meeting. It's great just to ask any questions you've got. No question is too silly, too small. It can be really helpful for us together as a church family, being clear what it is we're doing. And then we've got that church vote on the 4th of February. If you're a church member, please use your vote. If you know, actually, I know I can't be there on the 4th of February, you can email your vote in advance, and we really would value that for both those votes, both reappointing Dan and appointing Matt. And I think, I've not double-checked, I think this interview may have been recorded. Yes, thank you, Jim. So we'll put that on the website. So if anyone who isn't here, you can tell people, oh, there was an interview with Matt. If you want to, you can listen to it just in your own time in the next couple of weeks, okay? I'm going to pray for Matt and then hand back to Pete. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for the work you have been doing in Matt's life for many years now. Thank you for his family, bringing him to church week in, week out as a kid. Thank you that even though maybe it didn't mean a huge amount to him then, Lord, that he was still learning things about you. And thank you for that moment in his early 20s when he really realized he wanted to put his trust completely in you. Thank you for what he learned from traveling your world and seeing Christians in different countries, different cultures, and their deep love for you and trust in you. And I thank you that you used those brothers and sisters in Christ to impact Matt as a young man. And Father, thank you that you've demonstrated again and again that when we are not in control, when things are happening around us that take us by surprise, that frighten us, that overwhelm us, that Lord, you're the God who is steadfast. You're the God who is, I guess we sang earlier, who is both strong and kind to us. Thank you, you've been very near to Matt and Lisa and the family during good times and during times of real sadness and bereavement. Thank you, Lord, that you've kept them and that they can testify to your goodness. And Lord, we do pray for Matt as he stands for this vote as an elder in a couple of weeks' time. Lord, please draw very near to him. Help him to trust you for that outcome. And help all of us really to be praying for Matt and to be praying that we'd make the right decision that day. Lord, as elders, we're really excited about Matt joining us. We think he can bring so much to us. Lord, guide us in that, we pray. And would you really show us the right way to go in all of this. But Lord, bless Matt richly and thank you for his willingness to serve sacrificially the rest of us in this way. In Jesus' name we praise you. Amen.